This is an ABC Radio National podcast. For full details, abc.net.au/rn.
Hello and welcome to Perspective with me, Sue Clark. Henry Lawson is arguably one of Australia's best-known poets and storytellers. Born in 1867 in the goldfields of Grenfell in New South Wales, he came to epitomise the radical nationalist white settler bush literary tradition of the 1890s. John Schumann was the lead singer of Redgum and wrote the classic Vietnam veteran song, I Was Only 19. More recently, John has recorded a new album. It's called Lawson, John Schumann and the Vagabond Crew.
It was one of those quintessentially Australian beach shacks of the late 50s and early 60s. The garden smelled of decomposing seaweed, the kitchen linoleum was endlessly gritty with sand, and every available piece of shelf space was adorned with shells and the like, flotsam and jetsam of other people's families' holidays. There was the inevitable bookshelf, and alongside a copy of R.M. Ballantyne's Coral Island, in impossibly small print, and a couple of Biggles yarns, I found a collection of Australian short stories featuring one of Henry Lawson's most famous, The Drover's Wife. I was about 10, I reckon, and I was transfixed by someone who could describe the Australian landscape exactly as I saw it, and more importantly, exactly as I felt it. This chance encounter sparked a lifelong interest in the life and work of Henry Lawson, culminating in 2005 in the recording of an album of songs drawn from his poems. A number of Australia's finest musicians and singers joined me in the project, including Russell Morris, Mike Rudd, Robbie Hurst, Shane Howard and Broderick Smith. You know, response to the album has been illuminating. In the 3 months since its release, the Lawson album has been received warmly and has been the subject of genuinely enthusiastic reviews and commentary. It's also been politely, and in some cases pointedly, ignored. A number of our nation's newspapers gave the Lawson Project terrific coverage. Our one national daily, on the other hand, found itself unable to do more than publish a dismissive little paragraph in a gossip column. Lots of radio stations across Australia, commercial and ABC, have been fulsome in their support. Some broadcasters, however, with a self-professed commitment to Australian culture, have turned a profoundly deaf ear. Television thus far has ignored it, including those programs you might have expected to be interested in Lawson. But why are we surprised? This is a country in which that monumentally irritating Crazy Frog song was the fourth most popular in Australia in 2005. The sad truth is that Lawson is a great Australian writer whose name is widely known but whose work generally isn't. Rather than literature, Australians are fixated on sport and reality TV. A young man kicks a ball between two white posts on a Saturday afternoon and the southern half of the continent genuflects as one. Another young man wins a few sets of tennis one evening and suddenly he's a contender for Australian of the Year. Around the water cooler in office buildings all over the country, people can tell you which wide-eyed aspirant pop star survived the most recent Australian Idol elimination, but ask them to distinguish between a Lawson poem and a Patterson poem, and chances are you're going to be disappointed. We have so little regard for our own history and heritage that lots of us sit around watching formulaic reality crap on television, thinking it's an accurate reflection of who we are and what we are. If it is, God help us. In contrast, and not that I've ever been a big fan of America, Americans are generally more familiar with and respectful of their poets and writers than we are. Again, in America, it's accepted that musicians and songwriters improve with age. In Australia, however, the music industry chiefs quickly shuffle the older artists off the stage in favour of the bright young things, consigning those of us with a few streaks of grey in our hair to the discount bins and an occasional nostalgia concert. So, with the Lawson Project, as well as it reacquainting Australians with some of our national literary treasures, I wanted to acknowledge some of Australia's real musical heroes. Look, it's vital that new waves of writers and musicians come through, absolutely. But the performances of people like Russell Morris, Mike Rudd and Broderick Smith on the Lawson album prove that Australia's older artists still have a lot to offer. In recent years, some people have tended to dismiss Lawson's verse as simple, inelegant and blinkered. Though true that Lawson's poetry lacked technical finesse, The best of his verse was marked by passion, by vision and a moral eloquence. In the best tradition of a fearless Australian sense of justice and fair play, poems like Faces in the Street and Second Class Wait Here still have important work to do as songs of social protest, especially in John Howard's Australia of 2006.
John Schumann. And you can find more details on his Lawson project and on how to download or podcast Perspective by going to our website, abc.net.au/rn, and follow the prompts. On ABC Radio National, it's news time.
ABC Radio National. More than 60 programs, more than 260 transmitters Australia-wide. And we're live on the net as well as media on demand streams. Find out how to get more out of Radio National. Go to abc.net.au/rn. And for the full list of MP3 and podcast programs, abc.net.au/rn/podcast.